emoji or not to emoji? That is the question this hour. Or maybe when to emoji is more accurate. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 7th. According to a report on The Next Web, about 75% of Americans, more than 74% of us, use an average of nearly 100 emojis in texts and social media and emails every day. Does that surprise you? Do you use emojis? If so, why? And how do you use them? We will talk with a communications expert about the appropriate and inappropriate ways to use emojis, and we'll welcome your favorites, we'll welcome your questions, we'll welcome your thoughts on this. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and a couple of listeners have posted emojis or something similar, and you can too. And maybe you have a favorite one or want to share a newer one on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. That would be just fine as well. But keep it clean. Our guest is Leslie Shore, communications expert and owner of the consultancy Listen to Succeed. She is the author of the book Listen to Succeed: How to Identify and Overcome Barriers to Effective Listening. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what are emojis exactly?
Emojis are those funny little, well, they used to be called pictographs, which are things that actually you want to get a reaction from. You want to get an emotional reaction from.
Yeah, I will say right off the bat, I have been using these from the start, but I'm not an expert at it. I mainly use the little smiley face or, you know, something like that. I mean, it started with the smiley face, right?
It absolutely did. And as a matter of fact, back in the early 1960s at the New York Times, one of the reporters, when sending an actually typewritten note to his boss, actually used the typewriter way of making a smiley face. So it does go way back, further back than we think, as something that can soften a thought or something that is a little bit more stringent or strident than you wanted it to be.
Uh-huh. And that typewriter way was the colon and parenthesis? Yeah.
Yes. And then somebody a little later on added the hyphen in between so the nose would be there. It's funny that emojis, even as simple as they were back then, were actually being improved upon.
Yeah. And now, my goodness, from the, you know, the colon and the parentheses, then now we have I don't know, little smiley faces that are blowing kisses and or you know, have sunglasses on, or they're winking, or they're doing some all sorts of other things.
Absolutely. I think there's I don't think we will see an end to the amount of emojis that will be created to try and get across more than a simple emotion.
Yeah. And talk a little bit again about the purpose of the emoji. I mean, I guess I use it. I used it in ways where, haha, isn't this funny? Or I want to make sure you know I'm kidding, kind of a context. Or I'm in a good mood about this kind of a context. But is that the purpose of them?
Well, the purpose of emojis, they've been looking at this at NYU and MIT and doing a lot of research on why we use emojis, how they're used, and in what context we use them. And to begin with, one of the things that I think it's interesting for us to note is that in Japan, the use of emojis was huge before it ever came to the United States.
Really?
Yes, they are, as you can well imagine, because of their way of writing, it's pictographic. Mm-hmm. So for them, emojis was something that they were already using, and it was so interesting that Apple actually, in order to get a foothold into Japan, had to include that first set of emojis in 2008. So we really do owe it to the Japanese to have these emojis on our smartphones.
And this is not just the U.S. and Japan. This is a worldwide thing.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things about it being worldwide is that it can be both good and inappropriate to use them, because some emojis do not translate well in other cultures. Ah. So that's one of the things that we have to look out for.
Yeah, and some of the emojis are, they're just simply inappropriate. They're, you know, somebody flipping the bird, for example.
Right, and and we see the piles of dog goings on, and if someone actually texts that to us, we're not sure if that's the only thing they're texting to us, if they mean that about us, or that's the kind of day they're having.
Right.
So one of the things about emojis is that it's really good to have a little bit of context for that emoji, especially when it's a negative emoji.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I suppose if you, I shouldn't say that the middle finger is, you know, you should never use it. I mean, if somebody wants to use it, that's their choice. But you would use it, maybe say, this is what I think about that person's statement, or rather than just doing it, because I might think you're doing it, saying it to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you use emojis?
That is a great question, Joy, because I didn't for a long time. I am a boomer, and I am the daughter of an English teacher. I like using my words.
Yeah.
So it was, for me, there had to be a reason to use emojis, and what happened was is that my nieces and nephews at one point all had phones that texted. And I knew that when they started to text me and use emojis, that for me to stay, to be the aunt that was cool and hip and with it, that I needed to start using emojis. And what I found out with that was that it really allowed me to be more in touch with them. Yes, I would pick up the phone and call them, but let me tell you, I would leave a message and I would get a text response back with a couple of emojis, and then I really understood. Just stick with the text and emoji so that you can have this back and forth conversation. And then when we meet, we actually end up having a conversation. So it was my nieces and nephews that actually got me to doing that.
Yeah, so you don't have to necessarily, it will take the place of paragraphs, for example, like a little, I don't know, like the little party horn tooting, you know, like celebrate, yay, you know, kind of a thing as a way to convey a congratulations. But then when you get together, there's, you know, even more celebration.
Absolutely. And one of the things about emojis is that if you're thinking about something or someone in that moment, you have an immediate way of getting that across to someone. So for an example, a friend of mine sold a painting, and it was, for her, it was just a fabulous moment, and what we all got was a set of emojis, just a whole set of emojis, and then sold a painting. And so we knew what was going on with her and how she felt, and we were able to come back with a different set of emojis. But it was in the moment, and sometimes I think that because we are not in this busy world together as much as we would like to be, this can be a way of still having an emotional connection.
Yeah. So what is the how are emojis different from GIFs, if they are? I mean, I see, I don't know, the cat push, I don't even know the name of it, Pushin or Pushkin or something like that. There's a cat or a fox or a this or a that. I mean, are they the same thing or are they different?
They are different, only in the sense that they both are there to give you some kind of an emotional reaction. I think, though, that emojis are much more pointed in terms of what kind of reactions will come of it. If you have a smiley face, will always get someone to smile, always. But if you have someone that does not like cats, you send that, and it's kind of like, oh great, don't they know I don't like cats? And so there's a little bit more context to the other than there is actually to the emoji.
We are talking with Leslie Shore, communications expert, author of Listen to Succeed, How to Identify and Overcome Barriers to Effective Listening. And we're talking about the use of emojis in our communication. And we'll talk more about the pros and cons of it coming up after we check the latest news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the pros and cons of using emojis in our communications, in our social media and texts and emails. And we wonder if you use emojis, and if so, why or which ones? And how do you decide whether it's appropriate or not to use the emojis? Have you ever received a communication where you thought that the use of an emoji was inappropriate? What happened? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Leslie Shore, a communications expert and owner of the consultancy Listen to Succeed. And she's the author of the book Listen to Succeed, How to Identify and Overcome Barriers to Effective Listening. And I was going to ask you, Leslie, to just react to this the statistic that this report in The Next Web, that over 74% of Americans use an average of 96 emojis in texts, social media, and emails daily. I think that's that sounds like so many emojis. I'm surprised.
Well, it is a lot. And I think if we looked at this maybe 3-4 years ago, it wouldn't be as many. What's been happening is that at work, there are a lot of emails that go to colleagues of equal stature or perhaps ones that are your subordinates that do have emojis. And almost all the time, hopefully, that they would be positive emojis, a smiley face being absolutely the one that comes to mind the most. But I don't think we realize how often we use it in that context, and I don't think we realize how often we use it as we're texting because we're beginning to text more and more and more. And it's usually not just one emoji when we're texting. It's usually anywhere average of 2 to 4 emojis each text. It adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess it does. And you're right. Now I am remembering some texts or other social media communications where there can be like, you know, a row of 10 different emojis before the comment.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So we've talked a little bit about the pros of using emojis, but why don't we just recap for those listeners just joining? What do you think the pros are of using emojis?
Well, first of all, neuroscientists have actually found out that when we look at a smiley face online, the same parts of our brain are activated as when we look at a human face. So really, a quick positive emoji can actually make someone's day. So that's a really good reason to use an emoji. Second of all, emojis do bridge most cultures. So if you are dealing with texting with someone of a different culture than your own, but you know them well enough, those emojis can bridge that culture. It also allows us to keep in touch with a whole bunch of people during the day when having telephone calls just won't do. We're in the middle of a business day. You really can't take time to do that 5 or 10 minute telephone call. But an emoji is in a quick text can let them know how you're feeling, or you can react to how they're feeling. And the reality is that we are in a culture of immediate gratification. And instead of ignoring a text or an email, because we are busy, we can actually use the emoji to say, in the moment, I get what you're saying, I hear you, I'm as equally happy or sad, or whatever emoji you decide to use. But they get an immediate reaction, which, considering our culture, is something that at this point is wanted. And because text can't show body language, which is an essential part of communication, sometimes emojis can actually give that emotion to text.
Yeah. Can you think of an example of how the emoji can give the body language emotion to someone?
Oh, absolutely. I actually use the wink a number of times. I am not a person who is sarcastic. I don't like that as a communication tool, because it can be actually seen negatively, even though you didn't mean it that way. But in a text, when I put something in, boy, that sure was a fun time we had. It's a little bit sarcastic, and then I'm doing the wink, wink, so they know where it is that I'm coming from.
Yeah, it's so, not the nasty sarcastic, but the ha-ha. You know.
Exactly. So in that way, if they were looking at me face-to-face, they would see it. They would see the smile. They'd see the smiling eyes or the wink. And this just does it visually.
Well, here, and we'll get into the drawbacks in a moment, but
sure.
Linda on Facebook posted a thumbs up and a thank you emoji. The thank you emoji is a bird saying thank you while holding a pink balloon. So, I mean, I guess a couple of things come to mind. I use that thumbs up too. Sometimes it's just, to me, sometimes we're in a little bit of a conversation, you know, a chat, maybe a private message chat, and somebody will say, okay, meet you, you know, at 4 o'clock at the union or something. And then I'll just do a little thumbs up, because it's a little quicker than just saying, okay, yes, see you then.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's a shorthand, essentially.
Yeah. So I've done that. And thank you. I mean, to me, what do you think of the idea of saying thank you to someone with an emoji?
I'm of two minds. Mm-hmm. I like being verbal. So for me, the thank you actually carries some weight. However, I would never say that using an emoji that way is inappropriate, because we each have shorthand with another person. And if that is something that the two of you have decided has equal weight to a big capital letter thank you, then that's totally cool. So for me, the thank you in words is the way I want to do it. But for example, the lightning strike coming out of a dark cloud, that to me as an emoji, when I'm saying I'm having a Monday and that emoji, that really encapsulates a lot, because people know that I very rarely do anything negative. So again, because they know me, that emoji actually carries more weight.
Yeah. We are talking about emojis and the use of emojis in our communications with a communications expert, Leslie Shore. And we wonder if you use emojis. If so, why or why not? Do you have an example of the appropriate or inappropriate use of emojis that you'd like to share? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you have any thoughts on the popularity popularity, the growing popularity of emojis, according to this report. Nearly or about 3/4 of Americans use emojis, and a lot of them, an average of nearly 100 emojis a day in our texts and our social media and our emails. You have any questions or concerns about this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And you can post an emoji if you want to, and we can talk a little bit about it. Jerry on Facebook says, "You see, I use them so often, I don't even know how to post one." And he doesn't post one. He just writes smiles. And in fact, I know that Jerry says he does that quite often. And just the text or the written word smiles makes me smile. I don't know what he's doing, but I didn't know he did that because he didn't know how to post one.
I think that is so wonderful because he's using a new technology with an old technology.
Yeah.
Actually, what is that emoji saying? It's saying smile, so that's the word I will use. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I know how to use emojis, and I can find them in most situations. But I see some that I'm like, where did you find that? You know. So I mean, some people it almost looks like they go on a search to find, if not an emoji, an emoticon or a GIF or things that are little animated. Something or others that do convey emotion, but they might not be the traditional emoji.
And part of this is there is actually a consortium that approves emojis.
Oh, really?
That go onto cell phones. It's an actual consortium, and people create emojis and send them in to see whether or not it will become one of the approved emojis. And every time your smartphone gets updated and you see those new emojis, that's because the consortium has approved them. So for emojis, that's how it has to be. But when you go into some of these animations and those type of things, those can come pretty much from anywhere. But they're a little bit more difficult to find and a little bit more difficult to get into some of your texts or emails.
No, Jerry, I guess I don't want to admit, says that he doesn't even know how to post one, so he just writes smiles. Why do you think some people don't use emojis? Because they don't know what they are or how to find them? Or do you think there are other reasons why people would not use emojis?
I think some people really feel that it's essential to have their thoughts come out in words, and they do not want to be ever misconstrued in what they're saying. For people where that is top of mind for them, this is a reason why they would not use emojis. And another reason they wouldn't use emojis is because they would never want to be thought of as lazy. And I'm not saying that people who use emojis are lazy, but for a certain segment of people, that's what it would connote to them, and therefore they would not do that.
And I guess Tim in Shell Lake, one of our listeners, might be one of those. He's not a fan of emojis. He thinks if you want to say something, say it with words. Instead of texting, call someone and tell them that you love them. Can emojis be a barrier on our relationships?
Oh, absolutely. when we have people who are breaking up by text,
yeah.
We're in a world where I think emoji use can also be a negative thing, especially as you are, if you are beginning a relationship, whether it's a romantic one, a friendship one, a colleague one, where in using the emoji instead of words, the person at the other end doesn't actually understand what it is that you're trying to get across, and that can really stop the relationship cold, or at least put it at the point where, hey, could you use your words more until we understand each other better? And when we have a shorthand, maybe we can do that.
We are talking about the pros and cons of using emojis and the growing trend, the popularity of using emojis, the little graphics that convey some sort of emotion, like the smiley face or the hearts or other such things. Do you use emojis? Do you have any favorite emojis? What do you think when you receive emojis in some sort of social media or text or email? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Getting a lot of posts on social media, but not many telephone calls. Maybe anybody care to call to talk about emojis or whether you like them or not and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Leslie Shore, communications expert, author of the book Listen to Succeed, How to Identify and Overcome Barriers to Effective Listening. So Leslie, how does you are a communications expert, but someone who writes a lot about listening, how did you come to be interested in emojis?
Well, really, the whole reason was because I realized that in order to be able to have a great relationship with nieces and nephews across the country, and knowing even that if we're on Central Time and they're on Eastern and they're also on Western Time, I'm saying to myself, I don't even know when I'm going to be able to catch them on the telephone. And so when I started to text with them and got a solidly good reaction, then I actually began to use those emojis in order to actually continue the conversation and understand what was going on with our millennials and Gen Xers, who were definitely using them much more than boomers. And I'm not painting a wide brush, but believe me, it took us a long time to get there.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about the pros and a tiny bit about the drawbacks. So what are the cons of using emojis?
Well, I think one of the things is that we have to realize that even though there are certain emojis like the happy and sad face, they absolutely carry a very particular message. But you have no idea what a particular emoji may be saying to someone of a different culture within the United States or a culture outside of the United States, and can be completely misinterpreted or actually offend the person that you're sending it to. So you really have to understand what that emoji could be saying other than what you think that it's saying.
Yeah. Is there an example of a popular emoji in this country that would offend someone else in another country?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I would say that some of the animal emojis, now normally animals are you know, cuddly, cute, and all that kind of stuff. And in the United States, particular animals other than cats and dogs don't carry a particular cultural significance. But there could be a tiger, a polar bear, or some other larger mammal that in another culture actually means something. So if we're talking about someone possibly in India and they use the tiger as a particular way of saying something, or it brings up a particular emotion in that country, and we use that emoji incorrectly, it's like, wait a second, what are they saying to me? Don't they realize?
We have news coming up next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will talk more about the drawbacks to emoji use, and we'll talk some about what we should consider when deciding whether or not to use an emoji. And we will take your calls. We are getting some calls now, so we will get to your calls right after the break. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about whether or not to emoji or not to emoji, and when. And we wonder if you use emojis, you know, those little digital symbols used to express emotions. They have become a vital chunk of our conversation, especially on social media, and our guest communication expert says that they can be an effective and ineffective way to communicate. We are talking about some of the best and worst times to use emojis and the pros and cons of using them. We're welcoming your questions, your examples, your favorites, your least favorites. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post an emoji or a bunch of them on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, as some have done. Adrian in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Adrian.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was talking to a coworker about a week ago and over an email and told her how much I really disliked Mondays. And she wrote me an email back, and all that was in there was the word Mondays. And then she had five emojis in a row. It was so cute. And the first one just looked real cute and expectant, and the next one looked confused, and it worked its way all the way to frazzled, and it was just adorable. Cute. It made my Monday.
Oh, wonderful.
Made someone smile, Leslie.
Oh, I think that is absolutely wonderful. That was actually a short story in a text, and I think the use of emojis there was brilliant.
Yeah, I do too. Great story. Thank you for sharing that, Adrian. Fred in Wheaton wants to know the difference between emoticons and emojis. We asked about, the same thing?
Exact same thing. Yeah. We have a tendency to create so many words for the same thing, and I think someone finally came up with emojis as it sounded more fun than emoticon, and I think that's why the emojis just has stuck.
Yeah, and emojis, as we mentioned, are just, you know, really not taking over, but really growing in popularity. A story in the news today is that Pepsi is, they're using emojis in their advertising now. Have you seen this?
Oh gosh, yes. And this is one of the things that marketing folks are just enjoying so much about emojis, because a number of emojis can say quite a lot in a very little space. And when we're talking about print advertisement and even television advertisement, you can actually see that an emoji is being used specifically and especially to get to that 15 to 35 year old watching group, because they understand emojis so well and it can say so much in so little space or so little time. But that can actually that can actually backfire.
How so?
And it actually did. This was the U.S. News. U.S. News did actually, USA Today did something back in September when they had a situation where there was that French train attack, and there was a United States military person who actually jumped the person and stopped the attack.
Yes.
And what they did was they did a crying face emoji next to the headline, U.S. Hero of French Train Attack Stabbed. And they felt that it was crass, that it was jarring, and borderline offensive. And the implication was that we wouldn't know how to feel in terms of this headline, so we were being told essentially how to feel. So this is where emoji language, in quotations, I use the word language, what the limitations are in that particular situation.
What were they thinking?
I don't think they were.
Yeah, I mean, to have any kind of, a horrible tragedy, people die, terrorist attack, and then an emoji crying, it's like,
I think this is, we always have the pendulum effect where something starts out and now everybody uses it, and the pendulum starts swinging in the other direction where people are using it not effectively, or in this case, just horrifically. And so instead of the emoji growing in terms of where it's seen, it will now begin to come back and be where it's used best. Certainly not newspaper headlines.
Yeah. Brad in Appleton is with us now. Hello, Brad.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning. What do you
think? Thanks for taking my call. Well, I'm a young professional, and I work in IT, so I'm definitely tech savvy. But emojis are kind of something where I think it's less is more. They can certainly be used to enhance the conversation, but then when they're overused or used inappropriately, like your guest is saying, they can really take away from a conversation. They can turn people off.
Yeah, and you've seen where there are just whatever, like dozens of them, and it's like, what the heck?
Oh yeah, it's a string of characters, and it's kind of the same as a person just standing in a room and saying, random words that don't tie together in at all. I think it's really important to be aware of the context of the conversation that you're using the emojis in.
I just thought of Brad was describing someone babbling in emojis, Leslie.
Brad, I love your comment, and I so agree that less is more in this situation. And I think that your comment about stringing them together being really one of the worst things that you can do, that to me speaks of either not knowing what you want to say, or you are kind of being lazy in what you want to say, and you're just using emojis to use emojis and not for a good communication reason.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Brad, for that. And that, again, is one of the drawbacks, the overuse or using too many of them at once.
Yes, because it can make you look not very articulate. It can make you look preoccupied or not willing to spend time creating a message that is understandable.
Yeah, and another drawback that I don't know if we really talked in depth about was that emojis can also be viewed as not very personal. I mean, if you want to give someone a heartfelt message or whatever, and then you just have a couple of emojis there, your friend might be a little bit hurt by that.
Well, definitely, and I think this is where when we talk about when to use or not use an emoji, one of the things to consider is what is your relationship with this person? What's their personality? What's the profession of the person who will be receiving it? Don't forget, cell phones can be turned around and other people can see what has been sent to you. And you really have to keep that in mind when you're sending these things. So that's something really to watch out for.
Oh, yes, meaning that if you send a goofy emoji to someone, they can just show it to the room full of people, saying, "Look at this! What this?"
Exactly, and believe me, you want to be seen as a good communicator, not as the opposite. Then that's for sure.
Yeah, we have a Charles on Facebook says, "As a political protester, I have become adept at composing short posters that short posters that convey meaning briefly so that drivers by can read them quickly. I am comfortable with the occasional finger as shorthand for I disagree with you. We have all had those moments when we wish to say something to another driver. So I sometimes envision a digital platform for rear car windows to display emojis to other drivers. My question, oh my goodness, what do y'all think about adopting emojis for driving? Oh my goodness.
Oh,
That is wonderful. I think he needs to get on Shark Tank, and after he figures out the technology of it, it would probably sell really well.
That's really funny. Yeah. Ron and Kadat says he finds the emoji reactions to posts on Facebook confusing. People don't know exactly what you mean when you are angry about something.
And that's really true. When the response is an emoji and you don't understand what it is they're trying to say in response to you, they basically shouldn't have texted or Facebooked that kind of response at all, because it carries no meaning. And that's one of the real issues. Sometimes the message you're responding to really does need words and not just emojis.
Yeah. So what else should we consider when choosing whether or not to use emojis or an emoji?
I would say that one of the things that we need to realize about emojis is that they are a visual expression of emotion, which is wonderful, but they are not a substitute for what we're actually thinking. And when we're in communication, normally, we're not just communicating emotion, we're also communicating our thoughts. And unless, as the gal that sent that emoji about Mondays has thought it completely through and made a beautiful short story out of it, it's very rare that a stringful of emojis conveys actual thoughts. So that's one of the things to really, really think about, that emojis are really emotions. They're not actually a substitute for your thoughts.
Yeah. Just a minute to go. What do you see in the future of emoji usage?
I think it will continue to rise. I think as the consortium adds more emojis that are culturally sensitive, and I think that's one of the things that they are looking at when they say yes or no to an emoji, I think that they will try and put more of a thought process into an emoji, which will be interesting. I think it will continue to rise, but I also think there will be much more of a mix of words and emojis instead of just emojis, because that is being misunderstood. And at least having a context for it, yeah. Like, oh, it's Monday, that was the thing that made the emojis make sense. So I think we're in for it. I think we're in for a lot more emojis, a lot more usage, but I still think that in the business arena, that will be kept to a minimum in terms of emailing emojis.
Thank you so much for being with us. Smiley face, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.